For the reflection tonight, I'd like to offer a poem or two and to invite you to let them wash over you. This one is called Brokenness. Since tonight, this afternoon, we talked about dukkha, suffering. And the poem is by Rashani. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken. A shatteredness out of which blossoms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief. There is a sorrow beyond all grief, which leads to joy. There is a sorrow beyond all grief, which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depth emerges strength. A fragility out of whose depth emerges strength. There is a hollow space, too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a hollow space too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry. There is a cry deeper than sound. There is a cry deeper than sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open to the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole while we are learning to sing. A cry deeper than sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart as we break open to the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole while we are learning to sing. A brokenness out of which comes the unbroken. A shatteredness out of which blossoms the unshatterable. So too is dukkha, sorrow, pain, loss, suffering, which leads to joy, to the unbroken, to the unshatterable of freedom. In the midst of this very life, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of the full catastrophe. One more poem I'd like to offer. It's another theme of our retreat. This poem is called Love Someone, and it's by Max Ehrmann. Max Ehrmann. And this someone that the poem refers to could very well be yourself. Love someone. In God's name, love someone. For this is the bread of the inner life, without which a part of you will starve and die. For this is the bread of the inner life, without which a part of you will starve and die. Love someone. And though you feel you must be stern, even hard, in your life of affairs, make yourself at least a little corner, somewhere in the great world, where you may unbosom and be kind. Make yourself at least a little corner, somewhere in the great world, where you may unbosom and be kind. Be kind. Be kind. May we all love someone, love ourselves. May we all love, give our inner life bread. And may all of our brokenness, all of our sorrow, all of our dukkha lead to become the unbroken, the unshatterable, leading to joy and strength. Thank you all for your day, hours, minutes, seconds, and attoseconds of practice. May you rest well. May you sleep happy and wake up happy. My grandmother's blessing. See you tomorrow.